Be'ezras Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moriah of David Sviben of Yosef and for a continued for Shleimer for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Ksubis Daf Beis. A special Mazel Tov to everybody for completing Maseches Yevamos. Beautiful Siyum that we had last night. Once again, thanks to Tani and Chana Reno for hosting a beautiful, beautiful Siyum. So, when's the Siyum on Ksubis, Rabbi Isai? Only 3.5 months away. Siyum on Ksubis. Shas Katan! We have this Chus to begin Ksubis, which is known in the yeshivish parlance as Shas Katan. Because you think there were a lot of topics in Yevamos, you ain't seen nothing yet till we get to Ksubis. So Ksubis has many, many topics that discuss in all of Shas. We'll give a very brief introduction, as is our way. The brief introduction is about the fact that, what is a Ksuba? A Ksuba is a document that details the chiyuvim of the husband has to the wife in a marriage. Specifically, most importantly, the main part of the Ksuba is the money that he has to pay her if he dies or his estate will pay, or he divorces her. A ksuva of a besula, a woman who's never been married before, is 200 zuz. A ksuva of an almana is 100 zuz. What about if she lost her virginity in somewhere other than marital relations, like she's riding a horse, or she got injured? That's a machlokas, whether or not she has 200 or 100. If she's raped, her ksuva is only 100. There is a machlokas time at the very end of ksubas, like on Daf Kuf Yud, approximately. I'm not mistaken. About whether ksubas doraisa, ksubas derabanan. You would think that should be on Daf Beis. Is ksuba doraisa, ksuba derabanan. But apparently, that's a machlokas later on. There is a pasuk in the Torah that those who say that ksubas doraisa, they point to kesef yishkol kemar habisulos. That pasuk sounds like that by rape, you have to pay 50 shekel, like the ksuba of a woman. So it sounds like that pasuk is saying that ksuba is really doraisa. That's a question. It's 50 shekel. 50 shekel equals 200 zuz. Or it's midrabanan. If ksuba is only midrabanan, why did the rabbis institute ksuba? Kedei shelo tehei kala be'inov lahutzia. They didn't want it to be easy to divorce. The rabbis were not in favor of divorce. If the marriage is really working out, it's not really working out, then it's a mitzvah to get divorced. Then you have to get divorced if it's mamish not working. But you got to first try to work it out. The rabbis didn't want it to be easy to divorce. So ksuba, by the fact you had to pay money to divorce, is shalote kalabeinov lotzia. Now that helps for divorce. So then how come you have to pay when the guy dies? So no, it's also to show the chashivas of the woman, even when he dies, to show the chashivas of the woman that to try to make sure the husband really gives the proper chashivas to his wife. That's what a ksuba is about. That's why I've said this before in the shir that sometimes after a person gets married, so if you're one of those people that hung the ksuba up on the wall, so now you know where your ksuba is. But if you're not one of those people who hung the ksuba on the wall, a lot of times, over a lot of years of marriage, where is our ksuba? Where is it? That's a problem. You're not allowed to stay married together if you don't know where the ksuba is. You got to know where it is. So go home and check. Rabbi said it's the first homework for Maseches Ksubos. Everyone's got to go home and check and make sure you know. If you don't know where it is, you got to write another one. Don't worry, it's not that complicated. You got to write another one. So you can talk to the rabbi. He'll tell you how to write another one. But that's a halacha. A husband and wife are not allowed to stay living together, married as husband and wife, if you don't know where the ksuba is. You got to know where the ksuba is. Anyway, we pask in the ksubas the rabbanon. You can add on to the ksuba. That's the basic is 200 or 100. And if you right when we read the ksuba of a hoisif loving delay, old mayor's cooking kevin sarf, we have something called Tosefis ksuba. Maseches ksubas and the later prakim in the sixth and seventh parak are going to talk about. We already talked about this a little bit in Yevamos, that there is nichse tzon barzel and nichse malug. You also write into the ksuba nichse tzon barzel. That's any possessions that the woman brings into the marriage that they revert to the ownership of the husband in the marriage, and he has to pay her back. Whether they go up in price or they go down in price, he has to pay her back the value that they were worth at the time of the ksuba. So she brings in, let's say, jewelry into the ksuba. He becomes the owner of it if it gets written into the ksuba. And then when he dies or divorces her, it goes back to her. But the value that it was worth at the time of the writing of the ksuba, that's the value that he has to give her back. He takes upon himself any and he makes the money off it if it gets more valuable, and he loses the money if it gets less valuable. He's got to pay her back the same price. Nichse malug, on the other hand, malug means to like to eat, to chop it off, malug, to chop off, which means he gets to eat the peros from the fruit from the field. She owns the field, but he gets to eat the peros. And if it goes up in price and down in price, she loses because she just gets the field at the end of the day. She gets the same field back when he dies and divorces her. That's the difference between Nichse Malug and Nichse Tzom Barzel. The key difference is who's taking the responsibility. Nichse Tzom Barzel, he takes the responsibility. Nichse Malug, she retains the ownership throughout, and she gets the responsibility by the divorce. And we know that Kiddushin, there's two stages of marriage. Important to know from Sechus Ksubas, there's Kiddushin and Nisuin. Kiddushin is also called Erusin. It's the same thing. Kesef Shtar Obia. Really discussed more in Maseches Kiddushin, but it comes up in Ksubas as well. Kesef Shtar Obia is the way you get stage one of marriage. And then Nisuin is Chuppah. Well, what's Chuppah? So there's three opinions what Chuppah is. Maybe it means he places his garment over her, which we do with the Badekin, and that's why the Svardim also, by Svard wedding, you'll see that they'll put the talis over the girl. So that's Piris Taliso Aleha, that might be Chuppah. Others say Chuppah is bringing her into your house, which we do by having a canopy with four poles, bring her into the house. And the third opinion is the Rambam Shita, which we're going to discuss today, which Chuppah is Yichud. That's the Rambam Shita. That's why at a wedding we do all three. Now, we do all three just to be Yotze Zayin, but we don't really hold that that's really Chuppah. I remember Rabbi Willing told me, hopefully it's pleasant company excluded, present company excluded, but Rabbi Willing told me that, you know, I said, you know, which Edim, I need Edim for the Yichud. He says, your friends who are Pasal Edis, they're the ones you should make for your Edim Yichud, Rabbi Willing told me. If you have certain friends who are Pasal Edis, give them the Kibbutz, because we don't Paschal like the Rambam, that Chuppah is Yichud. We do it, L'Ravcha D'Milsa, we do it at a Chasna, but it's not really, everyone goes crazy, 9 minutes, everyone says 8 minutes, we don't really, we just do that L'Ravcha D'Milsa. We do it, you know, just to be machmir, extra machmir, but we don't hold like that, Rambam. Halacha L'Maaseh don't hold that Chuppah is really Yichud, but we do it at a wedding, we put them in the Yichud room also, but really the Chasna, really they're married after the Chuppah. Anyway, okay, let's jump right into it, but first I gotta wish good morning to everybody, hopefully I know everybody's name. Oh, looks like we got Tani from Efrat. Oh, listen, Tani, starting on one Thursday afternoon, I'm giving shiur in Israel at 2:30 in the afternoon. Whatever, we have to get together one time.
Can't wait.
Okay, Tani's coming, driving from Efrat to Beit Meir every day at 2:30, that we can learn b'chavrusa together for the daf. Anyway, Rav Dov Binyamin Ben Shneir Zalman Don HaKohen, Dr. Dan, good morning, Yosef, good morning, Chana Chenoch, good morning, Reuben from Harrisburg, and good morning, David, Yoshua, and Avi, and Dr. Joe, and Yitzhak Yosef, and Noah, and Rocky, and Michael, and Yisrael Moshe, and Gershon Eitan, and Sneek, and Shlomo David, and Reb Mordechai. Good morning, everybody. Okay, full house today we got. Four Maseches Ketubos. Here we go. Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says the Gemara. Besula, Nises, Liyom Harvi, V'almana Liyom HaChamishi. A girl who's never been married before, Besula, virgin, she's never married before, she gets married on a Wednesday. And an almana gets married on a Thursday. And the Gemara, interestingly, the Mishnah goes back to discuss why does a Basula get married on Wednesday? Why an almana gets married on Thursday, you have to wait a couple of days. But why a Basula gets married? Why Shapamayim Mishabas Batin Yoshim Bayaros? Twice a week, Bezna had the Minug to convene in the big cities. B'yom HaShinu, Yom HaChamishi, on Monday and Thursday, Bezna would sit. So why does she get married on a Wednesday? Shem Hayo Lotanis Basulim, Hayamashkim LeBezna. That if they got married and on the first night they have relations and he says, wait a second, this woman was not a basula. She was not a basula. Now, if she was not a basula, maybe she's usher on me to stay married. Why would she be usher on him to stay married if she's not a basula? Because maybe she cheated on him in the olden days to Rabbi Isaiah, as we're going to learn in today's daf. There used to be a year between Kiddushin and Nisuin. They used to have a year between the Kiddushin and Nisuin. And if she had relations in that year, she's usher to him. Kishem shasur labal, kachasur labo, he had a nivamas. If she had relations in that year, then she's usher. Now, hold on. What do you mean if she had relations in that year? If she was raped within that year, then she would be mutter to him unless he's a kohen. A kohen would be usher even if she's raped. But a Yisrael, if she's raped, so she's not usher to him. Now, and if she was raped prior to the year, before they were engaged, she's also mutter him. So the Gemara later on Daf Tes, in one of the more complicated blot in Maseches Ketubos, the sugya of Pesach Pasuach on Daf Tes, the Gemara is going to point out that it's actually a Svek Sveka. That's one of the major sugyas and shas of Svek Sveka, is Daf Tes and Ketubos. Svek Sveka. It's a double suffix. In other words, the guy gets married to the girl on Wednesday night, right? He said he sees she's not a basula. After they have relations, he sees she's not a basula. Now he's in a double suffix. On the one hand, maybe the relations that she had was before they were married, in which case she's not us on him. And even if it happened while they were married, maybe it was rape and it wasn't baratza. Maybe it was baonis and not baratza. So double suffix. So what's the problem? Svek sveka we usually hold is mutter. So what's the problem? Why does he have to go to Bezdin? So both Rashi and Tosas address this question. Rashi says, we wanted to go to Bezdin because maybe by the fact that they're going to publicize the fact that she wasn't a basula, Aiden will come to Bezdin and say, oh, we saw her in a hotel room over this past year with another guy. That's what we want to happen. Not that he's believed. When he says she wasn't a basula, it's a Svek Sveka, so she's still Muteris. Svek Sveka is still Muteris. But Rashi says, the reason why we make him go to Bezdin, why do we make him get married on a Wednesday? So that Thursday morning, he'll go to Bezdin right away, but while he's still upset, he's not going to calm down. Because that's the way people get after time, they calm down. So we want to make sure he goes to Bezdin. Why? And what's going to happen if he goes to Bezdin? No, if he goes to Bezdin, Aiden will come and testify that she was Mizaneh Beratzon during the year. Tosa says, that's ridiculous. It's long Tosa. Shem Haya Latan Zum. Vim Tomer. Hatzi Nechishis Kona Pchusim Bashalos. The like elachad sveka. That means the gemara. Avol b'shana she dika svek sveka. Amai tinas liyomda. Why is she getting married on a Wednesday? She's mutter anyway. It's a svek sveka. V'omerin otam deloy plug rabbanam b'takan us. Eishes kohen is really going to be us, or if she's less than 3 years old, so they were misaking with all the women to get married on a Wednesday. And then he quotes Rashi. V'kunches pirish. It's like Rashi's shot. Tosa has different shot. If you look down a little bit further, Tosa has different shot. Tosa says that well. Take a look at it on Odia Shlomer. Odia Shlomer. It's about 20 lines down in Tosas. The Gam appears in countries, even Rashi's Lohay Masakin, Nisli Umdad, Mishem Shemi is Bari, they ate him. Come on. What kind of a far fetched possibility is that? We make the man go to Bez and testify that maybe if he makes a big deal out of it, Aiden will come and see, oh, by the way, I didn't realize she was in a hotel room with this guy 3 months ago. No. There are certain cases where he would be believed to go to Bezdin Asr. Let's say he's a Kayin. If he's a Kayin, then it's only one suffix. It's not a double suffix. Because even if she's raped, she's still Asr. So it's only a single suffix if it's a Kayin. Oh, so since for an Ashes Kohen, this is kind of like we learned by washing the Teil Sudaim for bread. Since Kohanim need to wash the Ashes, so all the rest of us have to wash for bread because of the Kohanim. So it's a similar thing over here. Because a kohen got to go to Bezdin the next morning because maybe she's asking because by a kohen it's only a single suffix and suffix the raisa l'chumra. So, tiknu shetei nisiz brevi gam b'shar nashim tiknu mishum shebitel kach yitzei akol v'yizbar davai de eide. Okay, so
Chosin not have to go to Bezdin to modify the kasuba. He thought he was specifying for
a right, yeah, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Right, she thought that the ksuba was written for 200, and really the ksuba should have been 100. The Gemara is going to talk about that as well. But that's not the simple pshat of the Mishnah. For that, we wouldn't be, okay, that's a monetary issue. Okay, shkoyach, either he gets his money or doesn't get his money. But that, you're not going to make the whole world get married on a Wednesday just for that. You know, if he can go, to get his money back, he's going to go to Bezdin even a week later. That's not the problem. For a person, if he owes him money, we're not worried. We are worried that he's going to forgive her and he's going to stay married to her because he loves her. So he says, okay, she cheated on me. All right, I'll stay married to her anyway. That's what we're worried about. It's going to, after a few days, his anger is going to subside. Anyway, now the obvious question is, why can't you get married on Sunday? Right? So get married on a Sunday. That wasn't Dr. Joe. Yeah, Dr. Joe, what's your question?
I'm just curious to know if it's a fake faker for most people, except for the Kohen, then you're allowed to, there's a busha for the woman. If she's, you know, is it a busha for her, you know, to be publicized, where really, you know, it's an onus, or it happened way before?
Yeah, it is a busha for the woman.
It's a mir of people. Kohen is a mir, so you're making an ordinance on a mir. That's why you're doing the Teil Sudaim.
Right. So you make. So you're asking. Let me just understand your question. You're asking. You're asking why do we embarrass? Why is he allowed to go to Beznan at all? You're saying he should just say Svek Sveka. She's mutter.
Yeah. Right.
No, so I think you only rely on Svek Sveka if you can't be Mavara. I think you have an obligation to at least try to be Mavara the facts, because if she did cheat, because there is a possibility still. Svek Sveka is, if you have no other answers, so then she's mutter. But you don't go. You have to first figure out the facts. Like, if there are eidim out there that saw her in a hotel room 3 months ago, it is a little strange. She told you she's not a basula, and now she told you she is a basula, and now you find out she's not. Something's fishy. So I think you got to, you got to deal with it. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Oh, this is the whole source of Rav Yosef over here. Mordechai's hero. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Ravina Mashua. Mipnei ma arum b'silin. This is the Omer Ravi. Why did the rabbis say that she should get married on a Wednesday? This is the Rishonim have a machlokes over here. Some say this means, why does the Mar's kash is, why get married on a Wednesday and not to get married on a Sunday? That's the kasha. Other Rishonim say, no, that's not really the kasha. The kasha is, what's the nafkamina of a basula getting married on Wednesday? That's the kasha. What do you mean, why? The Mishnah says why! What are you asking me why? It says in the Mishnah, open your eyes. But the Gemara is going to ask that kasha. So that's what other Rishonim saying. That can't be the kasha, because the Gemara is about to ask that. Okay, so the first daf from Ksubas is gets a little complicated. Some say it wasn't written by the Amoraim. Okay, you're used to it from Yavamas. Don't worry, it gets a little easier. Anyway, so it's 2 days in Rishonim what the kasha is. But Mipneima Amu Basul Nisli Omervi, what's the halachic nafkamina of getting married on a Wednesday? Lafisha Shaninu. Because there's a Mishnah later on, Daf Nun Zayin, which says, Higiyaz Man Velo Nisa Ochus Mishnah Lovs Mitruma. I told you before that there's a year between Erisin and Nisuin. Let's say the year is up and they didn't get married. He has to give her food anyway. He has to support her with food. And if he's a Kayin, she gets to eat Truma, even if they're not married yet, if the year is up. So Higiyaz Man Be'echad Yochol, you might have thought Higiyaz Man Be'echad B'Shabbos. If the time came up on Sunday, if the year ended on a Sunday, you might think, hey, you got to wait till Wednesday to get married. So, but we said you're going to get married in a year. The year is up on a Sunday. So you might have thought you got to give her food. That's why it says no. The rabbi said she's got to wait till Wednesday to get married, so she doesn't get food on Sunday because they're not allowed to get married yet. They got to wait till Wednesday. So the nafka mina is that even if the year is up on a Sunday, so you gotta wait till Wednesday to give her food. Ask the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef quoted this from Shmuel, and Rav Yosef says, "Mari Davram, Master of the Universe, the Master Avram Avinu, Tali Tanya B'Delo Tanya." You're telling me that the reason of a Mishnah that is clearly stated is based on a Mishnah that's not clearly stated? Says the Gemara, "What are you talking about? Hi Tanya, Hey Tanya, Hey Lo Tanya. Which Mishnah was stated and which Mishnah was not stated? Ha Tanya, Ha Tanya." One Mishnah is on Daf Beis and one Mishnah is on Daf Nun Zayin. Open up your Gemara and take a look. What do you mean? What did Rav Yosef mean? Because Rav Yosef got confused. He lost his learning, as Rav Mordechai said. Ella, no. This Rav Yosef says, this is what I meant to ask. Tali Tani de Mefarish Taima b'Ten de Lo Mefarish Taima. You're telling me what's the reason why Basula is married on a Wednesday, and you're telling me the reason why the Mishnah is talking about Basula married on Wednesday is based on a Mishnah that gives you a reason later on in Zayin. What? That mission doesn't say anything about this whole story about what the reason the Basula gets married on Wednesday. And our Mishnah in Daf Beis actually does tell you the reason of what you get married on a Wednesday. So what are you, Rav Yosef is asking, what are you telling me the reason for why a woman gets married on a Wednesday based on a Mishnah in the Zion, when the Mishnah here in Daf Beis actually tells you the reason black on white? No, says the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, that's not what I meant to ask. Ella, that's not what I meant. Rav Yosef says, no. Itmar hachi itmar. This thing that I quoted in the name of Shmuel, it must have been like this, because so Rashi has two pshatim. Either he's reinterpreting, or because he forgot his learning, he was trying to remember what he himself said. He was trying to remember what he himself said. He said, he must have said something differently. No, must have been, this is what Shmuel, this is what Shmuel meant to ask. Mipnei ma amru b'sula nisus liyoma ravi. Why did the rabbi say b'sula gets married on Wednesday? That, we know why. It says in our Mishnah. We know why Basul got married on Wednesday. That's what it says in our Mishnah. But for Tinas Mecha b'Shabbes, no. But the question is, okay, Bezdin sits on Monday and Thursday. Why did the rabbi say, what Shmuel meant to ask is, why did the rabbi say get married on a Wednesday? Why can't you get married on a Sunday? Bezdin also sits on Monday. No, answer the Gemara, Shaktu. Shaktu, Chacham, Atchanas, Mesiso, She Torech, Besuda, Shlesha Yavim. Ech, Meshabbos, Hashem, Meshabbos, Shli, Meshabbos, Revi, Kontza. The rabbis wanted to make sure that the woman's going to be very happy with the marriage. So the rabbis wanted to make sure that she's going to get a nice wedding. She's going to have a beautiful wedding. There's going to be enough food at the wedding. It's going to be beautiful. And the flowers are going to be taken care of. And the band and everything's going to be taken care of. And the alcohol, it's all going to be there. The flops, it's all going to be ready. So the rabbi said, we don't want to get married on a Sunday because if Shabbos is the day before, you lose a day of preparation. They wanted to make sure there were going to be 3 consecutive days before the wedding that you could prepare for the chasna so that the woman's going to have a nice wedding. The food is going to be fresh. They're going to shecht all the chickens and all the things right away. It's going to be fresh. So on Shabbos, you can't shecht. What are you going to do? The food's going to be spoiled from before Shabbos. They wanted to make sure there was 3 days uvervi kotsa. And that's why they instituted a marriage on a Wednesday and not on a Sunday. The achshav, and what did Shmuel mean? The achshav sheshaninu shaktu. Now that we said that the reason we get married on a Wednesday and on a Sunday is because of shaktu. That mission that says that if time was up on a Sunday, so she gets to eat mishalo v'osu b'truma, that if a year is up, and for whatever reason they didn't get married, he gets to eat food. However, if the year is up on a Sunday, he gives my echad b'Shabbos. Isn't Shmuel meant to say? He gives my echad b'Shabbos. Since the rabbi said you're not allowed to get married on a Sunday, so ain't a mile of mizonos. He doesn't have to give her food. Stop. That's the end of part one of today's daf. Now we enter into part two of today's daf. Lefikach. Says Rav Yosef, now that I figured out, I finally remembered. He struggled hard to re-remember what he learned from before he got sick, as Rashi says. Now that I figured out, so Rav Yosef now says another chiddush. The Heliger Rav Yosef. Lefikach, says Rav Yosef, another chiddush. Chalahu. Oshe chalsahi, oshe pirsanida. And here's the first shas topic. Well, we already had Svek Sveka. Okay, that's going to be a daf test. That's one shas topic. And here we're going to have another shas topic. Oynes. Ones Rachmana Patre. We know, where do we learn that Ones Rachmana Patre? From Velanara Lo Sasa Dover. The Torah says if a woman is raped, if a woman's a married woman, she's raped, so nothing happens to her, right? Velanara Lo Sasa, you don't punish a girl because she's raped. What could she do? She was in the fields, and a guy raped her, and she screamed, and nobody was around. It's not her fault. Velanara Lo Sasa Dover. So Ones Rachmana Patre, right? An Ones, you don't get punished for an Ones. So now the Gemara, Rav Yosef, extends the din of Ones Rachmana Patre to elsewhere in Shas. Let's see. Lefikach, therefore, if the reason you didn't get married on a Sunday is because you weren't allowed to get married, you're an Ones, the rabbi said you got to wait till Wednesday, and therefore you don't get food, the husband doesn't have to pay you food. Lefikach, chalahu. If he got sick, also, what do you want from him? The guy Nebuch got sick, he's in the hospital, so they couldn't get married. Oshe chalsi, or she got sick. Oh, she pierced a nida, or she became a nida. And therefore they can't get married. That's the assumption of the Gemara. A right of Shitas Rambam that marriage is yichud, and you can't do yichud with a nida. Because according to the other opinions about what chuppah is, this line of the Gemara doesn't seem to make sense. Right? That's the Ran. We'll talk about that in a minute. Lefikach, chalahu, oh, she chalsei, if he got sick or she got sick, oh, she pierced a nida, or she became a nida, eino ma'alam izonos. He's an onus. So, just like he's an onus because he can't get married on a Sunday, he got to push to a Wednesday, he doesn't have to pay her the food. So too, if he got sick, or she got sick, or she became a nida, and that's why they have to push off the wedding, he doesn't have to pay her food, and if she's a kohen, she doesn't get to eat shuma. Eino ma'alam mazonos. That's the first opinion of the Gemara. Ve'ikud dubar lo mibayi. Others say, no, that's not necessarily the same thing. It's not the same thing. How can you extrapolate from the case of where the rabbi said you're not allowed to get married on a Sunday to a case where they got sick? You got sick? That's not the same thing. V'ikad amaylo by some ask it as a question. Chalahu mahu. What's the halach if he gets sick? And the year's up and he gets sick and therefore he can't get married. Hasam time am I mishum to anis. Hachanami ha'anis. Hachanami ha'anis. Yeah, the reason why we said that if the year is up on a Sunday, you got to push it off to Wednesday. He doesn't have to pay her food for the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is because it was an anus, right? What could he do? You got to wait till Wednesday. This is also an anus. Okay, so that's one side of the equation. Oh, Dilma, but maybe not. There is a halacha being ma'akev him from getting married. So an anus that a person's anus al pi halacha will say, oh, that's why you don't have to give him food. Hachalom. But over here, it's an illness. Maybe you do have to pay. If you get sick, too bad. You got sick, okay, but that's not by everybody. Okay, anus of takana derabanan, there's nothing you can do about it. But here, it's your problem. You got sick. But she's waiting to get married, and you got sick. Maybe you have to pay her food. It's not necessarily the same thing. Vim tim salomar chalohu ma'alam zaynas, right? The Rambam always passes like im tim salomars. That's why the Rambam passes that over here. Rambam passes, if he gets sick, he does have to give her food, like the second day in the Gemara. Chalohu ma'alam zaynas, what about chal sahi ma'al? Is there a difference in him getting sick or her getting sick? Matzi amallah anal ka'imna, can he say to her, listen, you got sick. I'm ready to get married. It's your problem. I don't have to pay you the money. Odilba, Matsya Armale, maybe she could say to him, Nistachva Sadeu. Sorry. I got sick because you have bad mazel. It's your bad mazel. Nistachva Sadeu. Your field got ruined. It's your problem. It's your bad luck that I got sick. It's your bad luck that I got sick. Why? So here's the famous line, Tosus not faith in vase. Don't tell your wives this Tosus. It's usher for you to tell your wives this Tosus. Take a look at the Tatos Bez on Bez. You're all saying, wait a minute, she got sick? And she could say to him, it's your fault that I got sick? Welcome to marriage. Yeah, but right? Why is he going to respond? What do you mean it's my... It's your bad mazel. Since only the man is mechayim pruvu, not the woman, so if she got sick, it's his problem. That's one answer. Va'od, here's the line, don't tell your wives. The woman is the sada of the husband. The woman is like the field of the husband. And the husband is not his field. Oh boy, okay. Don't tell that once to your wives.
Ravina, it sounds like Bonai Chai and Mizone is telling a mazli. This is what it is, Bonai Chai and Mizone.
Very nice, very nice.
Rabbi, if the onus from one of Pacha, why does she get 100 zuzin to the not 200?
She was raped. Okay, she doesn't get punished for it, but at the end of the day, she's damaged goods. So the besul is not for, it's not a punishment. It's just at the end of the day, she's down. If she's an almana, it's also not a punishment. She's an almana, it's 100 zuz. It's just because she's not, it's not worth as much. If you say, I mean, that sound, by the way, that sounds like Suba's the Rabbana, right? Because he can play around and say, she'll take Kalabain of Lotzia. So if she's a Basula, so it's worth more. It needs more protection. She's an almana, doesn't need as much protection. We'll talk about it. We're going to talk a lot about that. Vim Tim Saloma Armale Stakva Sadeu Pirsa Nida Mahu. Okay, whose fault is that? Bishas Vesta, if she got the Nida at the normal time of the month, Loti Baila. The Lom Masi Armale Stakva Sadeu. If it was the regular time of the month, certainly she can't say to him, oh, it's your fault. This is just the normal thing that happens. You can't say, oh, it's your bad luck. No, it's Kiti Bailach, Shalobashas Vesta. What if she becomes a Nida and it's not the normal, not the right time? Mine. Kim to Lobashas Vesta, he Matsi Armalin is Takwa Sadeu, it's your bad luck. Look at this bad mazel you have. Oduma, Kivadikanash Kamashan Vestayu. There are some women who have Nida at the wrong time of the month. Kishas Vesta Dami. So she can't claim it's your bad luck. Says the Gemara, Pashat Rabachoi. Rabachoi answers this Kasha from that Gemara, from that Mishnah. He gives Mabaloni Sovsubitruma. If the year was up, and they didn't get married, he gets eaten. Lo nasu lo ktani, el lo nisu. It doesn't say that the husband didn't marry. It says she didn't get married. Hey, chidami. Idukama akfin inhi. If the girl is actively saying, sorry, I don't want to get married, I'm not ready, my hair is not ready, the makeup appointment canceled on me, the hairdresser is not ready, if she's saying, am I old and old and mature? Why did she get to eat? It was her fault. Elav, to istiski, I got them. What does nisu mean? She had an onus from her side. She became a nisa, or she got sick. Uktani, ochus mishlo, ochus mishuma. And it says, she gets the money, even if an onus happened on her side. Says the Gemara, it's not a good raya. Ravashi disagrees. I'm Ravashi, lola mimalach, kol unto loachla. No, maybe any onus, even an onus from her side, she does not get to eat. Udukama akvi ini. And the case over there where it says, he gives mavalo nisu, is only if the man, in who? It's only if the man, right? In he means they in the female, and in who is they in the male. It means the man is saying, I'm not yet ready. Oh, that's the only case that she gets to eat. If he says, oh, I'm not ready, I got to go buy a suit. I forgot to go buy a suit, so we got to delay the wedding. She says, well, you got to pay me the food then, if it's you. Uvedinu dohat de kabay lemisne lo, uvedinu, and really should have said nasu. They didn't get married. I did the tanuration, but since the beginning of that mishnah is talking about nostan lebesula shneimas achodesh, it was talking about the girl was the object of the mishnah. So tananai misavim b'didhi. It says nisu, but it doesn't really mean nisu. It really means nasu. Stop. That's the end of part two of today's daf, and now we'll discuss part three of today's daf. But just a very important side point over here: chopas nida. It sounds like in the Gemara that if she becomes a nida, they're not allowed to get married. Why not? We do it all the time nowadays. There's such a thing. Well, now again, now you have the pill, so the pill regulates, so it's much more rare to find a chuppah nida. 30 years ago, when I was getting married, it didn't have as much, well, let's say 10 years before I was getting married, then they didn't have the pill so to regulate so much. There was chuppah nida all the time. When I was getting married, people had chuppah nidas all the time. Even when I was getting married, the science wasn't exact yet.
It's an issue of yichud. If you're saying yichud is part of it, then...
Oh, but that's only she does a Rambam. So Bishlam will feed the Rambam, who says chuppas nida, that need yichud, that chuppah is yichud. You're not allowed to do yichud with the nida. But if you say just bring her into your house, or just putting a talus over her, why can't you put a talus over a girl who's a nida? So what are those Rishonim going to do with the Gemara? The Gemara seems to say, pierce it, you need to, you're not allowed to get married. Says the Gemara, so those Rishonim will have to say, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas between who and who, give me a second. So the Ran, one second. So the Ran says, according to the Ram, the Nisun is Yichud, so Pierce and Nida can't get married, we understand. But according to the other Rishonim, what's the matter? So the Ritva and the Ran write, well, since you can't have relations, the Chachamim were not Machayev you, Lachnisa b'chuppah. Even though it doesn't fit in so well, but since you can't have relations when you're a nida, so the whole chuppah is for the purpose of relations, so the rabbis didn't force you to get married if she's a nida. Okay, let's do part three of today's daf, and we'll conclude with this. Ah, now here's the sugya of Ein Onus Begitin. Amar Rava. Rava says like this, even though Rav Yosef just taught us that if the marriage is delayed due to an ones, he does not have to pay her food because it's an ones, ones rachana patre, ul'inin gittin ain't okay. If a man divorces his wife on the condition that I don't show up in 30 days, and he wanted to come, but an ones prevented him from showing up, he cannot disqualify the get based on a claim of ones. Ein onus begitin, meaning a kiyum t'nai ba'ones is called a kiyum t'nai. You can't say that the fact that I was only mekayim the t'nai of not showing up because of an onus should disqualify the get. No, you said it's a get on the condition that you don't show up, and you didn't show up, even though the reason you didn't show up is because of an onus. Ein onus begitin, even though the tine of onus does say that the woman. Even though the tithe of onus does exempt the man from having to pay his wife the money if the year is up, and because of an onus he can't marry her, there the claim of onus does work. But ain onus begin amarava in you get an anal king when it comes to get, if you're a mekayim atznai because of an onus, it's still called a kiyum atznai even though you were forced into the kiyum atznai. Alma kasava rava ain onus begin. we see from here that Rava holds that a claim of ones cannot be mevatel the get, even though there was a kiyum atnai because of an ones. Nevertheless, ain ones begin. And we'll see why at the very end of today's daf. We'll see why. The Gemara seems to say at the end that it's just a takana de rabbanon of ain ones begin because of the tznuas and the prutus. We'll see in the end. But really, midoraisa, there should be a tainus ones by get. It's machlokas rishonim. Rashi says, we learn that from the pasuk l'anara l'sasa davar. It's Rashi tomorrow's daf. L'anara l'sasa davar. So, just like l'anara l'sasa davar tells me that you don't get punished for an ones, so too, a kiyum t'nai ba'ones is not called a kiyum atanai. We extend that din. That's Rashi. The Ran says, no, it's an umduna. That we say, the guy never would have wanted the get to be chal under these conditions. He said, it's a get if I don't show up in 30 days. I'm going for therapy for 30 days. If I can't work it out with my therapist, then it's a get. But he didn't mean like if he missed the plane and he didn't show up in 30 days. That he never meant that. He meant if I can't work it out with my therapist. He didn't mean I was trying to make the plane. I just missed the plane because there was traffic at Ben Gurion. There was traffic on the road and I couldn't make the plane. And so therefore I got delayed. He never would have meant that. So that's why. So that's why we say midoraisa and onus would be a good claim. It's just dindarabon. The other Rishonim, the Ritva, the other Rivash, they write, this all applies that if you're a Mekayimit Tanai bonus, let's say the condition was I want it to be get if I do come back. And he couldn't come back because of an onus. In Bussi, if the Tanai was, how is it if I show up and he had an onus and didn't come, then it's obvious that Me'ikara didn't. There's no ain't onus begin. Because you can't claim that it's as if you came back. To say that a kiyum t'nai ba'onus is considered a kiyum atnai, that's one level. But if the t'nai was, it's a get if I do show up and you didn't show up, everyone agree that you don't say it's as if you did come. However, the Ran says no. Not only is a kiyum t'nai ba'onus considered a kiyum atnai, even if you don't mekayim the t'nai because of an onus, it's as if you actually were mekayim the t'nai. The Ran says even a bigger chiddush. If a person says, the onus midoraisa, ain onus begin tells you even a further chiddush that if the condition was, if I do show up in a month, it should be a get, and you don't show up because of an onus, you missed a plane, it's as if you did show up. Wow, that's a tremendous chiddush against most Rishonim. Anyway, let's just finish this up. Says the Gemara. Minah leila Rava ha, how did Rava know that a claim of onus cannot disqualify the get? Even though onus works in the rest of Shas, but by gittin onus doesn't work. Why not? Ilei mamiha d'stan from Mishnah in gittin. Harezi kitechim lo basti mikan vachnei v'sachodesh. The guy says, this is your get if I don't show up within. So I'm going to explore the world, to India for 12 months. If I don't come back in 12 months, your get is a get. Umeis v'sachodesh v'sachodesh. Let's say he died within 12 months, so you better he didn't come back. He died. So what's the halacha? Ain't no get. It's not a good get. Why not? He didn't show up. Maybe it's because, sorry, ain't onus begin. Oh, but no, what's the assumption? Mesu de ain't no get. If he dies, it's not a good get. Why? Because ain't get lachar misa. So mesu de ain't no get. Hachala hareis a get. But the implication is if he got sick and didn't show up, maybe it would be a good get. Oh, so this is a riot of Rava. He got sick. He wanted to come back. He couldn't. And we say it's still a good get. Says the Gemara, no. Dimlo malach chalanami ain't a get. No. Maybe even if he got sick, it's not a good get. He guv kamashlan didn't get lachamisa. The chiddush over here is only by mace. Don't make the diak chal is a get. It's a specific chiddush by mace of ain't get lachamisa. Says the Gemara, ain't get lachamisa. Tamle reisha. We already know it can't be that the sefer is teaching me ain't get lachamisa because we already know ain't get lachamisa from the reisha of that Mishnah. What is the reisha? Harezi gitech in mati. Harezi gitech mecholizet. Harezi get lachamisa l'ramar klom. Says Gemara, no. You're right. Ain't get lachamisa from the beginning. But we still need the sefer to teach me ain't get lachamisa to teach me a chiddush. Dilma lafukim midirabo senu. I need two dinim to teach me ain't get lachamisa. Why? Because I need this to exclude rabo senu. To sadiv rabo senu to really nase. The Chachamim said in the case of the Sefer, she really is allowed to remarry. It is a good get. She doesn't need Yibam Chalitza. V'amrina, man Rebbe said, who's that? Rebbe Yudam HaShmuel. Beidin and Deshor Mishcha. It's the Bezin of the town of Shor Mishcha. Oh, I'm sorry, no. Others say it doesn't mean that. Some say it means the town. Others say no. It's the bezdin of that were matter the oil of a guy. Sharu mishcha. They were matter the oil. That they were matter the oil of a guy. That's usher betakan sacham. The savala karabiosi. That bezdin had like Rabbi's dono damar zmano shoshtar mochiach alav. Wow. Rabbi Yossi says this is not a case of a get lachamisa. Since you, what's the time written in the get? The time is from today. I said, if I don't come back in 12 months, I want it to be a get. What does that mean? When did you want the get to be chal? Rabbi Yossi said, since you wrote the time of the day it was written, you really wanted the get to be chal retroactively 12 months earlier. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, it's a good get if the guy dies. Why? Because this is not get lachamisa. Since you wrote the date of the get, zmano shashtar mochiach alav. So the chiddush of the mission is we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi, and we say it's not a good get, because really, even though you wrote the date in the get, we don't say Zmano Shatam Echilav. You meant that the get should be chal 12 months later. So if you die in the middle, it is a case of get lachamisa. So it's an extra chiddush within get lachamisa. The Ella, okay, so where's the raya of Rava? The Ella, where's Rava's raya? Mi seifa. May achshav im lo basim mikan vachshim as a chodesh. Let's say a guy says, I'm divorcing you from now if I don't show up in 12 months. May achshav and in 12 months. If he dies within the 12 months, then it is a good get. Why? Because then achshav, if I don't show up 12 months. V'huat meis, v'huat din l'chala. So, l'chala, there should be no difference if he dies or gets sick. Either way, they're both own sin. It's not get lachamisa, they're both an ones. So therefore, it's a good get. So you see, even though the reason he didn't show up is because of an ones, ain't ones begin. Says Gemara, Dilma, no. Meis dafka, maybe he only meant if he dies, maybe he only meant for the condition if he died, it's going to be a good get, because he doesn't want it to be his kukul yaba. But if he got sick, maybe he did want it to be a good get. So it's not a good raya. Elameha, dahu damalu, ilo asinami kan matlasin yom. A certain guy said to his wife, if I don't show up in 30 days, lahevi gita. Asim sof tlasin yom paski mabar. He came at the end of the days, he was trying to get back, and the ferry wasn't there. Amaluhu, his wife was on the other side. Chazud asoy, I'm coming. Don't make the time go up, it's in 30 days. Amar Shmuel, sorry. Lav shmei masya, ain't on us begitten, sorry. So that's the raya. Says the Gemara, come on, you should have known the ferry schedule. Dilma unsa de shchich shani. You should have said, if I got there and the ferry schedule is there, so then it's no good. So the Gemara says, in all these cases we have no proof, so we don't understand. Why did Rava say, you know, let's begin? So we're going to stop here, but just let me finish the last sentence. We're going to stop here. The Gemara is going to end up saying that you're right. Really, on a Doraisa level, Rava agrees, yesh onus begin. Onus is a good time, because all these cases the Gemara is rejecting and showing that you don't have a good raya. But Rava is saying his own chiddush, adin derabbanan. Really, midoraisa yesh onus begin, but midorabbanan, Rava was worried about the tznuas and the prutos. We'll pick this up in tomorrow's daf. What was Rava worried about? Why did Rava say ain't onus begin according to the first lashon of the Gemara? Now, one second. I can't give shiur tomorrow night because I'm not sure yet whether I'm going to just record this year, not live, or give shiur. I'm going to be coming back from Camp Kaylee. If we decide to come back Saturday night, then I can't give the shiur, so I'll have to record it once I get home from camp. But so, or again, or maybe it'll be 11, maybe it'll be, I don't know, maybe it'll be very late, whatever, short version. We'll see if people want to join. But if we come back Sunday morning, then I will be able to record Motzei Shabbos from Camp Kaylee. So I don't yet know whether we'll come back Saturday or Sunday morning. I'll let you know. Watch the chat, Motzei Shabbos. Everyone should have a great Shabbos.
So if we say that it would be good as of for now, if I don't show up in 12 months, and I